Nanda Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Balava Giri Bharatare. Gopi Jana Balava Giri Bharatare. Yashodanandana Vrajajana Ranjana. Yashodanandana Vrajajana Ranjana. Yamuna Atiravanachare. Yamuna Ati Ravanachare. Charada Madhava Kunja Bihare. Charada Madhava Kunja Bihare. Gopi Jana Balava Giri Bharatare. Gopi Jana Balava Giri Bharatare. Yashodanandana Vrajajana Ranjana. Yashodanandana Vrajajana Ranjana. Yamuna Ati Ravanachare. Yamuna Ati Ravanachare. Charada Madhava Kunja Bihare. Charada Madhava Kunja Bihare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Prabhupada, ja Prabhupada, ja Prabhupada. Ja Prabhupada, ja Prabhupada, ja Prabhupada, ja Prabhupada. Ja Prabhupada, ja Prabhupada, ja Prabhupada, ja Prabhupada. Dám ještě vás, kterým hraním se tady vrát, kterým se tady se všichni máte svojím grace, a jsi bakta vedanta sámi šila Prabhupádky. Iskán svandra čáry šila Prabhupádky. Grantarát Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki. Sri Sri Nitai Chaitanya Chandra ki. Sankirtan Yagya ki. Goa Premanande. All glorious to the Assemble devotees. All glorious to the Assemble devotees. All glories to the Assemble devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. This evening we're going to read from Bhagavad Gita as it is, translation and commentary by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Chapter 9, The Most Confidential Knowledge, Text 3, which is written on the board, so you can repeat after me, please. Ashradadana Purusha Dharmasyasya Parantapa aprapya mam nivartante mrityo samsara vartmane. Ashradadana purusha dharmasyasya parantapa aprapya mam nivartante mrityu samsara vartmani. Ashradadana purusha dharmasyasya parantapa. Aprapyamam nivartante. Mrityu samsara vartmane. Ashradadana purusha. Dharmasyasya parantapa. Aprapyamam nivartante. Mrityu samsara vartmane. Ashradadana. Those who are faithless. Purusha. Such persons. Dharmasya. Toward the process of religion. Asya. This. Parantapa. O killer of the enemies. Aprapya, without obtaining, mam, me, navartante, come back, mrityo, of death, samsara, in material existence, vartmane, on the path. Translation. Those who are not faithful in this devotional service cannot attain me, O conqueror of enemies. Therefore, they return to the path of birth and death in this material world. You can repeat after me. Those who are not faithful in this devotional service cannot attain me. O conqueror of enemies, therefore they return to the path of birth and death,
to the path of birth and death,
in this material world.
In this material world.
Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The faithless cannot accomplish this process of devotional service. That is the purport of this verse. Faith is created by association with devotees. Unfortunate people, even after hearing all the evidence of Vedic literature from great personalities, still have no faith in God. They're hesitant and cannot stay fixed in the devotional service of the Lord. Thus, faith is a most important factor for progress in Krishna consciousness. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said that faith is a complete conviction that simply by serving the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna, one can achieve all perfection. That is called real faith, as stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam 4.31.14. Yataturo mula nishechanena tripyanti tat skanda bujo pishaka prano paharach chayatendriyanam tataiva sarvarhanam achyutejya. One who is well versed in the literatures of devotional service and has attained the stage of firm faith is called a first-class person in Krishna consciousness. And in the second class are those who are not very advanced in understanding the devotional scriptures, but who automatically have firm faith that Krishna bhakti, or service to Krishna, is the best course, and so in good faith have taken it up. Thus, they are superior to the third class, who have neither perfect knowledge of the scriptures nor good faith, but, by association and simplicity, are trying to follow. The third class person in Krishna consciousness may fall down, but when one is in the second class, he does not fall down. And for the first class person in Krishna consciousness, there is no chance of falling down. One in the first class will surely make progress and achieve the result at the end. As far as the third class person in Krishna consciousness is concerned, although he has faith in the conviction that devotional service to Krishna is very good, he has not yet gained adequate knowledge of Krishna through the scriptures like Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. Sometimes these third-class persons in Krishna consciousness have some tendency toward karma yoga and jnana yoga, and sometimes they are disturbed. But as soon as the infection of karma yoga or jnana yoga is vanquished, they become second-class or first-class persons in Krishna consciousness. Faith in Krishna is also divided into three stages and described in Srimad Bhagavatam. First-class attachment, second-class attachment, and third-class attachment are also explained in Srimad Bhagavatam in the 11th canto. Those who have no faith, even after hearing about Krishna and the excellence of devotional service, who think that it is simply eulogy, find the path very difficult, even if they are supposedly engaged in devotional service. For them, there is very little hope of gaining perfection. Thus, faith is very important in the discharge of devotional service. Ashradadana purusha dharmasyasya palantapa apapya maam nivartante mrityu samsara bharatani. Those who are not faithful in this devotional service cannot attain, O conqueror of enemies. Therefore, they return to the path of birth and death in this material world. Oh, my God. This verse is making what is rather a delicate point, or it's like that touchy sort of point. Who will be successful and who will not be successful in devotional service? What are the prospects, really, for different persons? And we might well wonder. In fact, some of us sitting here this evening, as we were reading, some of us may have been wondering, is this me? Which category am I in? Can I do it? Like this, anxiety thing to me. Yes. Will I make it or not? I remember when I first joined the temple in London in January 1973, a few days later, one letter arrived from Srila Prabhupada addressed to one of the devotees, Father Vishnu Maharaj. He and Mahavishnu Maharaj, who of course I think many of you would know, and Jananda Prabhu, some of you would know, and Bhakti Vrijendranandan and Swami, that's a few of you might know. They were a traveling Sankirtan party, and they were traveling around distributing Srila Prabhupada's books and doing very nicely. So a letter arrived to them, and it was in that letter Prabhupada was glorifying their preaching work. And at the end, I think of that letter, or maybe it was another letter. Anyway, at the end of one of the letters, which was pinned on the notice board, Srila Prabhupada was saying that, yes, we will give people a chance. We will give people a chance. And when you give someone a chance, then one time they may make some mistake. A little serious mistake, something like that. But that is all right. We will not take that so seriously. But then, second time, they make a mistake. So again, we may think about it a bit, but we may not take it so seriously. But third time, if they make a mistake, then, well, we might have to ask them to live elsewhere, to live at home and practice Krishna consciousness there and not live in the temple. And I do recall reading that, and I'd only been living in the temple a few days and thinking, oh gosh, what will happen to me? Will I be able to make it or not? So, well, I've made it so far, I mean, in a certain sense. And anyway, we're simply praying to Krishna, really. But sometimes we may wonder, and it may well be good, be worthwhile to wonder, will I be successful? Can I be successful? And what are the obstacles in that regard? What are the obstacles to my being successful in spiritual life? And what can I do to facilitate my success, my advancement? And what can I do to avoid whatever pitfalls may be there, because surely there are some pitfalls. So like this we should think, and it is healthy in fact to have some concern. Yes. In fact, Srila Prabhupada said that a devotee should always be afraid of falling down. A devotee should never become overconfident
that. I will never fall down. I'm Krishna conscious. I'm all right. I have nothing to worry about. That sort of idea. One should never get into that frame of mind. Thinking, in other words, thinking that I am here by my own strength, by my own capabilities, by my own spiritual qualifications, I am here. Anyway, one should try to remain humble and careful, very, very careful. So in this verse, Lord Krishna is explaining how there may be some people who may take to Krishna consciousness in one way or another, to one degree or another, but then somehow they stop, and actually they revert back to their old ways, more or less completely, and their devotional service ceases. So certainly we should not be in that place, in that category. And what is their particular disqualification? Lord Krishna says, they don't have faith. They don't have sufficient faith. So, how to develop that faith? Srila Prabhupada answers that question in the purport. Faith is developed by association with devotees. Yes. Whatever, whoever you associate with, you will tend to become like that. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada said also that Krishna consciousness is 90% association. Very large extent it is association. Lord Chaitanya in Chaitanya Charitamrita is talking about offenses and how dangerous offenses are in chanting of the holy names. How devastating they can be. He says they can be like Hati Mata, a mad elephant. A mad elephant. There, Lord Chaitanya describes our development in Krishna consciousness by using the analogy of a plant growing, a creeper. From, first of all, the seed. This is the creeper of bhakti, devotional service. First of all, the seed is planted in the heart. The bhakti lata bij, the seed of that creeper, that vine of devotional service. It is planted in the heart by the mercy of the spiritual master, and particularly in the form, the mercy of the spiritual master, particularly in the form of giving good instruction, transcendental sound vibration, and nice description of the process of devotional service and how to advance. The seed is planted within the heart, and then gradually it grows, and it grows and grows, just like a vine may grow in a garden. But then what happens if a mad elephant enters the garden? Yes. Well, your entire garden, along with your young creeper, delicate young creeper, which is just struggling to become a little stronger. But when a mad elephant walks in, oh, everything is completely destroyed. There is no chance. For that matter, practically, even if you have a tree, some well-established tree there, and if a mad elephant comes, that elephant may even uproot the tree. What to speak of your fragile creeper. So Lord Chaitanya, in discussing this subject of offenses and how to avoid these offenses, which can have such serious effects on our Krishna consciousness, he says that we should water and nourish the creeper. by regular hearing and chanting about Krishna, and we should protect it by having a good, strong fence around it. Mind you, that means elephant-proof. So that must be quite a fence. But it can be done. It can be done. Yes. So what is that fence? Lord Chaitanya says, that fence means being surrounded by very good devotees. Their association will protect you. And that way your creeper will be able to grow and grow until finally it becomes nice and strong when it is really wrapped around Krishna's lotus feet and protected by him. So faith develops in the association of devotees. It is said that the soul is like crystal, and whatever you place, whatever light you place crystal against, that light will immediately shine straight through. Yes. So, we are like that. That is the nature of the living entity. The nature of the living entity is to be susceptible to influence. Yes. It is a very important aspect of the nature of the living entity, to be susceptible to influence. So in relationships. Relationships are situations in which influence is exerted. Yes. So it depends in the relationship who is really predominant. Then their influence will be predominant. So if we're in the association of good devotees and we are a little submissive and willing to hear and learn and serve like that in a nice, open-minded, humble spirit, then there, in that relationship, their influence will be exerted on us. Yes. What happens, though, if we turn around, you know, we meaning some rather materially minded person turns around and tries to exert their influence on the devotees, well, it is not exactly that the devotees will become materialists, but they will just say goodbye to that person. Something like that. Yes, because they don't want that. The devotees know. The devotees know what, who they want to be influenced by, and what influences will help them. So they're careful like that. Therefore, devotees are careful about their association. Yes. So it is like this in life. Whatever type of people you associate with, or whatever type of people you accept the association of, you will become like them. Therefore, it is said sometimes, if you associate with thieves, you will become a thief. If you associate with drunkards, you'll become a drunkard. If you associate with vegetarians, you'll become a vegetarian. And if you associate with devotees, you'll become a devotee. I heard a very nice statement a little while ago, that if in one place